In the Texas panhandle today, a former deputy sheriff was found guilty of one of two perjury counts for his role in the now infamous Tulia, Texas drug busts. In 1998, 46 of that small town's residents were arrested and charged with selling cocaine. Nearly all of the people who were arrested are black. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been covering this story, and he's with us. Wade, give us a little history of what happened in Tulia.
Well, the story actually begins in Washington, D.C., because Tom Coleman, the deputy, was hired as part of the national effort in the war against drugs. Local law enforcement agencies around the country get hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from the federal government to run these drug task forces. But there's just one catch. You've got to show results or you don't get your funding renewed. And that's where Tom Coleman came in. He was an out-of-towner who promised results, and he delivered in a big way. In 18 months, he arrested a sizable chunk of Tulia's black community on charges of selling cocaine, and he became a hero. The white juries who heard these cases were asked to send a message about drug dealing in Tulia, and they handed down sentences that were whoppers. Some defendants got up to 90 years in prison.
But it all came unraveled after that.
Yeah, they were thrown out, but not for a long time. The defendants went to prison for years, and that probably would have been the end of it. But there were a few whites in Tulia who began to speak out publicly, saying these black people had been railroaded. And then the state's premier political journal, the Texas Observer, broke the story. And that eventually set off a storm of news reports. And it got so bad that officials decided to have a hearing about Tom Coleman's credibility. And that's where Coleman contradicted himself so badly on the stand that the judge stopped the proceedings and essentially called Coleman a hopeless liar, and that led in turn to the governor's pardon for the Tulia defendants and then this perjury trial for Coleman.
Well, with this perjury trial now resulting in a conviction, Coleman faces 2 to 10 years. Is that the end of the story?
Well, maybe not. Tulia's sheriff, Larry Stewart, was called to testify in defense of Tom Coleman, and on the stand, the sheriff gave testimony that contradicted statements he'd made in the past. So right in the middle of the sheriff's testimony, prosecutors asked the judge to stop the trial, get the sheriff his own lawyer, because they intended to impeach the sheriff. So now there's speculation that Sheriff Stewart might face charges, too.
And how are the people of Tulia reacting to this news?
Depends on which side of the tracks you live on. For Tulia's small black community, this is sweet vindication. About a fifth of the town's black population was arrested, and the African-American community said all along that there weren't dozens of drug dealers in a town of 5,000 people. For the white community, they feel they've been demonized by the media. They feel Governor Rick Perry's pardon was politically motivated, and if Sheriff Stewart is indicted, many in town are likely to feel that's the last straw.
Thank you, Wade.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin.